Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Brian John Lafferty about smoky and demonic. Have you yourself ever had any situations where you felt something demonic had in fact followed you home?
No, I've never had anything demonic follow me home, but I have had something. I've had a spirit follow me home, and it was a woman. And I know where I got her from. There's this abandoned church that I go to quite a bit, and there's a lot going on in this church, and I capture a lot of evidence in this place. And I brought that woman home with me. Now, she didn't really do anything bad at all, but I knew she was there. I knew she was there. And every time I was on like my laptop and I had the webcam going, I could see the orbs. I could see it going past the webcam. I knew she was there and I could hear her every so often. And I actually had a medium who was on my laptop, and she even saw her. And she knew she was there and she knew where she came from. And eventually what I did is I took her back to the church, and I haven't seen her since.
If a spirit wants to follow you home or leave their location, are you, this is just an opinion-based question, are you kind of like their lifeline to do that? Do you have a choice? If you do your cleansing, you do your, you stay here, I'm going. Do they have to follow your orders, or can they be like, nope, I'm hitching a ride with you, I don't care?
That's an interesting question, because I'm a believer in the fact that they want to follow you home, they're going to follow you home regardless. And I don't care if you got crystals on you, I don't care if you protect yourself. I believe spirits have their own ways of doing things, and if they want to follow you, they're going to follow you. But I always go into locations where I'm being very, very respectful, and I ask them not to follow me home, and hopefully they will listen to me. But again, I had one follow me home, and I did the same thing, and she still followed me home. So I'm on the fence about, all these crystals and protections, spells and or whatever you're doing. I think at the end of the day, like you said, if they're going to follow you, they're going to follow you regardless.
That's what I wonder sometimes. Give me some examples of situations where you've heard directly from colleagues, other investigators who, maybe, you can learn or learn from their mistakes remotely by not poking the animals or the demons with the stick, but they did in fact have something follow them home. Do you have any stories or examples of things that people have told you of their experiences over time that you've worked with or become friends with?
Yeah, I have my business partner with my social media site, Mike. He's Charm City Paranormal. He's a magnet for spirits following him home. He'll go somewhere and the next thing he knows, they're in his bedroom. And I always tell him, and this is what I said before too, he's always carrying those protection crystals and stuff like that, but he still has them follow him home all the time. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to demonic and stuff like that, I've never had anybody tell me that a demonic has followed them home. No. But I've had other investigators, other friends tell me that they have something in their home, that they went somewhere, or again, the Ouija board, which I'm not a huge fan of. They brought something out, not necessarily meaning it's negative, but things started happening in their home. But those really only the stories that I've been ever told from friends or colleagues.
It can be a very scary thing to think about of what possibly some of these things could do. Do you think there's ever a sure way to cleanse a location of something that has something demonic in it? I mean, there's ways of trying, there's ways of doing this or that, but is there ever, you know, the full, you know, like the Lysol demon away, where you can guarantee this is going to cleanse the house because it's 99.9%, you know, demon bleach?
Well, it's funny you ask me that, because I did an investigation last night on a store that was having a lot of problems in the back end of the store. Lights turning off, growling sounds, all kinds of things were going on in this place. We ended up investigating this place and realizing that there were 8 spirits in the store, and one of them was the leader. And he was more on the negative side. He wasn't demonic. He was negative. But he was basically ordering all the spirits around and telling them what to do. And they weren't allowed to leave and all those things. And so we went in there, did an investigation, discovered we had a medium with us virtually, by the way. We had our medium virtually. And she was saying there's 8 spirits in there, but there's a leader in there that is controlling all the other spirits. So we were able to cross. She crossed over 5 spirits. And so we ended up having to go back. She crossed over 2 more, but she couldn't cross over the one that was the leader. And he wouldn't leave, and he wasn't going to leave. And she told him he wasn't going to leave. And he didn't leave. So the only benefit that came out of all of that is she was moving stores anyways. She was moving in a couple of months to another location. So
whoever comes in next, surprise.
Yeah, definitely surprise for sure. I don't think I know you see all these TV shows. You see all these investigations of mediums coming in and cleansing and I just don't think you can. And this is my belief, and only from past experience. I just don't think you can get rid of them completely. I just don't think you can when it comes to something negative or demonic.
Yeah. Can someone, again, this is all opinion-based questions, but when we're talking about demons, are we referring to, are you referring to something that never really walked the earth? Not a spirit of a human that is evil, but something that is truly of another place?
Well, I will say this. if they walked this earth at one time being human and now they are the way they are, they must have done something really bad in their life, because
and there's a lot of people like that.
What's that?
There's a lot of people like that. Just watch Dateline.
No. All kidding aside, though, when I see something demonic, I truly believe that it's something that's never walked this earth.
Okay.
And that's my belief in that. But I will say, when it comes to something very negative, very, very negative, they have walked this earth and they've just done something very bad in their life to make them feel that way. I'm one of those people that believes in the fact that the way you go out is the way you're going to be in past life.
The way you go out is the way you'll be in past life. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is if you go out as being a nasty person,
okay,
in the next life, you are going to be a nasty person.
Okay. Okay. So
does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you'll be a nasty spirit essentially, or you'll be a nasty person if you are reincarnated. What are you saying exactly?
No, a nasty spirit.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So a negative spirit. Essentially who you are in life is who you're going to be there, is what you're saying.
That's what I believe, yes.
Okay. And that makes sense. I wasn't sure if you were referring to, you know, if the however you died, if that somehow played a role in who you would be or how you would be on the other side.
Maybe past life is the wrong word to use.
Sure.
What I believe is if you go out and you're a nasty person and you're nasty in mm-hmm. life and you're nasty to people and you do commit heinous acts, I believe that's who you're going to be in spirit.
It's interesting because there's plenty of people like that you wonder, you know, is this something, if you're at a location that can be very well traced back to them and they seem to have a lot of really dark things going on there, you have to wonder, you know, is this something demonic or is this the spirit of the absolutely horrible human being that is now roaming the halls of said location? It's yeah. also interesting, too, to wonder, you know, can one, let's say they are a horrible human being, let's say they're a serial killer or just did done a ton of horrible things, maybe not murder, but just horrible things, were led a very, very bad life and did harm to others. Do you think that one can then redeem themselves on the other side once they realize they're dead, going, you know, I probably shouldn't have, you know, run over those people with the bus or whatever horrible things that they did in life. You know, do they ever go and say, you know, the way I treated my family, the way I treated my friends, the way I did this, the way I did that, that was wrong. And I somehow now want to be a positive force on the other side versus the negative force that I was in life.
I think it's possible, but I think if you're going to be redeeming yourself, you're probably better off doing it before you die.
Sure.
Yeah. And I don't know how many, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, but I don't know how many killers out there actually redeem themselves before they die.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially people that have killed several people. I think this is what I believe in. And, you know, there might be a lot of people out there that might disagree with me, but, again, like I said earlier, that I think if you go out of this life as being a very bad and negative, and you've done a lot of bad things in your life, that's what you're going to be like in spirit life. And, I think you are going to be walking, the earth the rest of eternity, and you are not going to the place that everybody speaks about. That is the good place. And that's what I believe in. And you know what? There might be a lot of people out there that might disagree with me on that. And everybody has their own opinion, right? So.
Well, when you have that, when you have the dark entity or the spirit that was once a human that did horrible things, and then somebody comes in and goes, go towards the light, let me help you cross over. Are they not crossing over because there's no light there for them to cross over into? Or is that light, you know, a very dark shade of red? They're like, not, I don't want, that's not the bright one I saw on Touched by an Angel. That's not the same one that I think I should be going into. And that's why I'm not crossing over.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. Every experience that I've had dealing with a medium or dealing on my own or whatever, I've never, ever seen me personally, something being crossed over to the light when it's been demonic or something extremely, extremely negative. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. And I think a lot of times when you see these TV shows, they're presenting something that's just not factual.
Yeah.
And again, this is my opinion. I want to make that clear.
Sure.
But no, I'm a believer. If you go out of this life and not redeeming yourself or not making amends in some kind of way to better yourself in the next life or in the spirit life, I mean, then you are going to be not going to the place that everybody wants to go to.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Brian John Laverty. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program today and sharing his experiences with us. And thank you to you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.